Well, Robert Griffin III is in the fold. Many Redskins fans couldn't be more excited about that. Thousands were out at FedEx Field last night, hundreds in New York, to watch the momentous NFL draft. And joining us live, Mark Maskey of the Washington Post. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Hard to find anybody who doesn't say that RG3 is a near can't miss. Is that what you're getting?
Well, that's certainly what people think, and I mean, you look at him and you say, you know, all the qualities are there. But you know, even Mike Shanahan said, in order to be a franchise quarterback, you have to go out and prove it on the field. Unfortunately, the one kind of disclaimer you have to put in there is when you look back at the history of quarterbacks going first and second in the draft, and this is a pretty rare thing. It's only the fifth time it's happened since the NFL and the AFL merged their draft in 1967. The history tells you that the odds are not good for both Andrew Luck and Robert Griffin turning out to be stars. I mean, the odds are tell you that most of the time, one of these guys turns out to be a Pro Bowler, and one of these guys turns out to be a draft disappointment. Now, you will talk to people who evaluate talent for a living. They'll tell you it's going to be different this time. Both of these guys really, truly have the goods, and in the past, that wasn't always the case. But again, if you look at history, that makes you a little bit worried. But again, as of this morning, certainly Redskins fans are very, very excited, and there's no reason to be anything but optimistic because of the skills that Robert Griffin has to bring to this team.
So much pressure on RG3, and so much pressure on the Redskins to start him in the first game of the season. But everything you hear about him says he's such a likable guy, he's going to have a long honeymoon no matter what happens at first.
Oh, no, that's absolutely true. Anytime you go to a young quarterback in the NFL, you have to do it with the understanding that there are probably going to be some growing pains. Now, we've seen in recent years that that's not always the case. We saw Ben Roethlisberger step in as a rookie and do very well. We saw Joe Flacco do it in Baltimore. We saw Matt Ryan do it in Atlanta. But the disclaimer there is that those were all with very good teams around them. You know, we still don't know that about the Redskins, particularly on offense. Is there enough of talent around it to be a very good team? And with the number of draft picks they had to give up to the Rams to move up, can they surround him with that kind of talent in the next 2 years to be a very good team around him? But people just have to remember, right, that most of the time, it didn't happen with Cam Newton last year in Carolina, but most of the time there's going to be a learning curve. There are going to be growing pains, and it's probably not going to be great all of the time right off the bat.
What else are they going to do in the draft here? They don't have a number two pick, but what else are they going to do?
You know, it's a long wait now. It's not until the sixth pick of the third round where they pick again tonight. And then they have two picks in the fourth round tomorrow, and then picks in the fifth, sixth, and seventh. You know, when you look at this team, there are still big holes to fill. I mean, it's hard to predict who's going to be there when you talk about picks this late in the draft. But I think certainly you would want to see them do something along the offensive line, get a little bit better there. You would want to see them maybe pick up a running back. Mike Shanahan's history is very good at finding running backs in the middle of the late rounds of the draft. Guys who end up being very productive runners during their career. You would think that that's certainly a possibility. Defense in the secondary, they have made some moves in free agency in those areas. But again, you probably will see a younger player or two brought in. And then, you know, as with any draft, you're looking for young players who are going to come in and not necessarily start the guys you take in the later rounds, but guys who can make your team add depth, play on special teams. So I think those are the areas you're going to be looking for. But, you know, it's hard to really pinpoint who it's going to be, because so much is about who's left after all these other teams make their moves. No matter what happens, you know, from here on in, it's still a draft that brought Robert Griffin to Washington, so it will be a draft that I think many Redskins fans will remember fondly, no matter what happens.
Very exciting stuff. Mark, thanks. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, guys.
Mark Maskey of the Washington Post.